This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zenta A-Stars. Jeffrey Eugenides has no complaints about the writing life, even as he revises an earlier statement about writing as an almost holy experience. The Detroit native's new collection of short stories is called Fresh Complaint. Eugenides is also the author of The Virgin Suicides, Middlesex, which won the 2003 Pulitzer Prize, and The Marriage Plot. Jeffrey, you've once said that to be a writer was the best thing a person can be, for maximum alertness to life, almost a holy thing. Do you still feel that way?
Wow. I'm always amazed when these quotes from the past are brought back, and I wonder in what state of inebriation I uttered them.
It was good wine, obviously.
I didn't know that I was holy, or that writers were holy. Most of the ones I know do not seem that holy.
Maybe not the writer, the experience.
The experience. Well, at its best, I think, as with anything that's hard to do that you spend years working at, there are flashes of something that might feel like very momentary enlightenment or contentment or tranquility or peace. Mm-hmm. But in general, the experience of writing, there's no similarity to anything like that. I think it keeps you alert to the world and noticing things. Henry James said that, you know, novelists, Saul Bellow said that novelists had to be great noticers. And Henry James said that novelists should strive to be someone on whom nothing is lost. So those were always directives that I took to heart. Try to pay attention to what's going on, be as alive in the moment and present as you can be to observe, so that you'd be able to write about it. So I think that's probably what I was trying to get at with rather high language.
You know, as I was poking around in previous interviews and other events that you had done online, I was reading different things. One said that you were inspired by a portrait of the artist as a young man in high school, and that's what got you writing. But I saw different answers. What got you going as a writer? How did that journey begin?
Well, it's true that reading the portrait of the artist as a young man was the moment that I coalesced my vague ambitions to be a writer. You know, you read that book and you identify with its protagonist, Stephen Dedalus, and he thinks about going into the priesthood. He rejects the priesthood and takes up the role of a writer in actually a very religious way. So maybe that's why I was talking about holiness so many years later. But if you're young and you read that and you're impressionable, you can think of the writer's calling as a kind of vocation. And I was such a person. I was impressionable at about 16 years old when I read that book. And I had always liked to write, enjoyed it, and had a, you know, facility for it as compared to other subjects. So I gravitated toward study of literature and writing. And you know, I've pointed to that book as a very big influence on my direction in my life. I haven't read it in years and years, so I don't know what I would think about it now. But
oh, I'm sure it would be different. I think books change as we change. Yeah,
I think so. I agree.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Jeffrey Eugenides talks about his new story collection, Fresh Complaint.
Well, the stories have been written over many years. It contains my first published story, Capricious Gardens, and the this title story, Fresh Complaint, which is the most recent thing that I've written. And because of the gap in time and the sporadic nature of when the stories were composed, I was never conscious of a theme or of putting together a book of short stories that were harmonious. But I would take breaks in novels and write a story. And there is a sort of progression in the book of a young man's experience to a middle-aged man's experience, and a certain amount of hopes being dimmed or thwarted or reconsidered. I think Fresh Complaint is a story about a middle-aged man making huge mistakes and going through difficulties and coming out chastened but a little bit wiser. Some of the stories are in a more comedic vein show a middle-aged man running into real trouble and not getting out of the trouble. So there is a kind of examination of what it means to be an American in our time, chase the American dream and have that dream thwarted. I see that as the major theme of the book, is a preoccupation with making money and then losing it, trying to get money and getting in trouble because of the desire for money. An examination of what does the country mean? Why was this country founded? A lot of discussion about de Tocqueville's descriptions of America in its infancy and how has the country developed. So I see the stories, disparate as they are and written over different times, coalescing around ideas like that.
Baister was probably the one that jumped out at me as one of the most unusual.
Right. That was... That doesn't really fall into, I don't know.
See what I mean?
American dream in a certain way. No, I know that's
the American dream, perhaps, to have a child. I don't know.
Exactly. Well,
although not by a turkey baster.
No. Well, that was a very unusual thing. Like, that story was first written in 1995. Mm. And when it came out, that sort of thing was not talked about very much. So it had a real surprise factor. And now I don't know if it still does. I mean, they made a movie out of that story, and other movies have taken up that conceit. So it's a little bit different than it was. But that story was written in a real comedic spirit. It's slightly unusual. There are a few stories in the book that are highly comic, and some are more somber.
How has that experience for you as a writer to view your story, your novel, as something on a screen? Is that disappointing? Is it alarming? Is it gratifying?
I think elements of all of those things. I've had two different experiences when The Virgin Suicides was made into a film by Sofia Coppola. She remained very true to the spirit of the book and to the plot of the book. And, you know, things will always change a great deal once a book is a film. They're completely different media. And you can't imagine a strict translation. You're just hoping that an adaptation will not violate the principles of the book, but will be its own work, separate work, that it works as a movie. It doesn't have to be faithful to the book as long as it works as a movie and tells essentially the same story. With Baister, because it's just a short story, it's harder to make an entire movie out of a short story. So my story comprises about the first third of the movie, The Switch, that was made of it. And that part is somewhat faithful to it. And then the second two acts of the movie are invented.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Jeffrey Eugenides, the author of Fresh Complaint. Eugenides will read at Kalamazoo College on Saturday, October 7, at an event sponsored by BookBug. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation and learn about the event. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.